Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, that's the Department of Space Services, advises that solar activity has now fallen to an extremely low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 72, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to an extremely low level of 8, single digits 8, and that's the lowest level recorded in recent months. Now, those levels of solar activity or sunspot activity are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So it means that high-frequency propagation on long-haul multipath circuits around the world on frequencies below about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable. We're still currently moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and this is not expected to change until approximately 12 months from now. The professional analysis of solar activity indicates that the timings of solar cycles are also changing along with climate variations, and it's not known whether there is a correlation between the two factors. In the meantime, here in Australia, Radio Australia has closed down all of its shortwave transmitting services as a decision by the Australian government. We've covered this before in earlier programs, but the effective date of the cancellations was 31st of January. And a report on the special broadcasting service station here in Australia indicated some quite interesting revelations into the close down, and I'd like to quote, we'll bring you that story now. The headline is, "The End of ABC Shortwave Radio Broadcast into the Pacific After 18 Years," has been criticised as an Australian Foreign Affairs misstep. It says, "It's the end of an era for more than 10 million people in the Pacific region who will no longer have access to a highly valued service, especially during natural disasters and political upheavals. The ABC decided to pull the plug on what it calls outdated technology, replacing it with online streaming and FM radio. Shortwave radio is old, but it's simple and reliable technology for reaching even the remotest parts of the Pacific. The decision to kill off transmissions from the towers in Shepparton and Victoria has been criticised across the region. Tess Newton-Kane, Pacific policy analyst, who advised the Vanuatu government during Tropical Cyclone Pan 2 years ago, said, "I think this is a foreign policy misstep." That's quite ironic, considering this year we're going to see a new foreign policy white paper, the first in 13 years, and a new Pacific strategy coming out of Canberra. With the one hand, they're going to be doing all this creative thinking, and with the other hand, the ABC is going to be removing a tool that could be very beneficial for that sort of work. Vanuatu's Trade Commissioner to Australia, Donald Palam, appealed to the Australian government not to cut the service on YouTube. "If the ABC shortwave shuts down, it will be a really big disaster for us. We really don't want this to happen," he said. Former ABC Pacific correspondent Sean Dorney called it a baffling decision. He said, We seem to be turning our back on the Pacific Islands in many, many ways, and this is another example of it. He said ABC shortwave has been exceptionally important for Australia diplomatically to have this reliable service go out to all these countries in the Pacific, and to just throw it out the window doesn't make any sense. He said it's not doing Australia any favours at all in those countries out there that have relied on this service for so long. The National Broadcaster announced the end of shortwave in December 2016 as Foreign Minister Julie Bishop toured Vanuatu, Solomon Islands and Samoa, and after she released a video stating, "The Pacific, our neighbourhood, our priority." Ms. Bishop said she passed on concerns from Pacific Island nations to the ABC. For 8 decades, Radio Australia shortwave services reached out over the millions of square kilometres of the Pacific, from the Indonesian province of West Papua up to Nauru, Micronesia and the Marshall Islands and east to Cook Islands and French Polynesia. When the Pacific's first Category 5 cyclone hit Vanuatu in 2015, destroying local communications infrastructure, ABC shortwave was a vital link, as it had been during so many other natural disasters in the region. With military coups sent to the media in Fiji and the Solomon Islands, ABC shortwave was there providing independent coverage of these events. The ABC says it's replacing the outdated technology and will expand its digital content together with FM services for international audiences. The decision to cut shortwave was announced in December 2016, giving listeners less than 2 months' notice of the change. The ABC admitted it had no data on the usage of the service in the region. A spokesman said the ABC has since conducted an on-air awareness campaign on Radio Australia, on its website and Facebook pages, about when listeners could access it in future. In the far-flung islands of the Pacific, many people do not have FM reception at all, or affordable internet services. For a lot of people, particularly in rural and remote areas, the shortwave radio is their primary form of communication about what's going on in their own country and the rest of the world, said Ms. Newton Cain. A significant number of them rely on shortwave and are being told, "You're going to have to rely on FM transmitters if you're in reach of one." In Port Vila, the capital of Vanuatu, at the moment FM 103, which the ABC relies on, hasn't broadcast recently. It's been off the air for several months. Simply saying, we're going to put a whole lot of content online, assume that there's a whole lot of infrastructure in place and that people have the funds to buy data packages, which for a lot of people in remote and rural areas is not just realistic. Papua New Guinea's National Information and Communication Technology Authority, NICTA, recently reported only 10% of the country's more than 8 million people have internet access. A study by New Zealand's Network Strategies on Internet Access Affordability in the Pacific found Papua New Guinea tops the list of 12 Pacific countries with the most expensive internet services, followed by Solomon Islands and Kiribati. It said that the ABC will save about $2 million Australian dollars a year in transmission costs with the end of shortwave. In the Pacific, it's considered a big loss for a small gain compared to the almost $1 billion Australian dollar Australia spends on foreign aid in the region. The national broadcaster said it has fully briefed relevant government ministers and departments about the reasons for the decision, including the Foreign Minister and Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Ms. Bishop's office did not respond to questions asking if she supported or opposed the ABC's decision. "The Australian government has raised our concerns with the ABC and we understand that the ABC's plans remain unchanged," a statement from the Foreign Minister's office said. "The Minister is aware of concerns regarding more remote parts of the Pacific where alternative services may not be readily available. We'll continue to seek information from the ABC and other partners in the region on the impact of this decision." Opposition spokesman for international development in the Pacific, Senator Claire Moore, said the ABC and Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop will be questioned Senate estimates in February and March about the decision. There are new technologies being developed and we celebrate that. We want that to happen, but you make sure you have the new stuff before you cut the old stuff, Senator Moore said. Concerns about the decision have been raised and that may impact our future relationship, and I don't want to see that happen. We want to have that openly discussed and evidence to prove that the ABC can maintain communications in difficult times. Our problem is that from the day this announcement was made, where is the evidence beyond the two paragraphs ABC statement about greater technologies in the area? Now, that was a transcript of a program recently broadcast over Australian Broadcasting Station Special Broadcasting Service. And it was headed ABC Pacific Shortwave Exit, a Diplomatic Misstep. Now some information concerning shortwave reception here in Melbourne and Victoria. This is a shortwave challenge, and it was made between 1830 and 1900. We explored the 9 MHz and 11 MHz spectrum, which currently provides many chances for frequency usage analysis and propagation. And here are some of the signals noted. 9325, the Egyptian radio from Cairo with its Hausa broadcast. 9370, Diwa radio via the Thailand relay station at Udorn in Pashto. India, All India Radio, the national network on 9380. And the English service noted at the same time on 9445. UAE, the BBC broadcasting from the Dubai relay station. In English on 9410. And the Voice of Greece on two frequencies, 9420 and 9935 with Greek language programs. And on the next frequency, 9425, North Korea, the Voice of Korea in German. 9485, the Voice of America from the Wolverton relay station at Wolverton in England, broadcasting in Amharic to Africa. And 9515, the Korean Broadcasting System from its transmitting site at Kimjae in Korean Republic with English to Europe and Africa. And 9635, Ebra Media, religious broadcasting station broadcasting from Wolverton in England, the relay station there in Arabic. And another frequency for the Korean Broadcasting System, 9740, this time in Spanish. And 9755, the Voice of America from the relay station in the Vatican at Santa Maria di Galleria, also with the Amharic program. And the station known as the Voice of the Gospel, broadcasting on 9800, good reception, from the Issedon, France relay station in the Fulfulde language. And 9850, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, that's the relay station there, with programming in the Tatschelt language. And 9820, Diwa Radio again, this time from the Wolverton relay station in England with programs in Pashto. So interesting reception there here in Melbourne. Hope you found that information of value, and those conditions will be maintained in the immediate future. So if you're listening in Eastern Australia, particularly in Southeastern Australia, there's some good signals to be found in the morning period just after our local sunrise.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.